We are 100% responsible for every single thing in our life. That applies to our business as well. So every single thing that is happening in your business now is because your identity sees that as possible and something else as not possible yet. So a lot of times we come up with stories of what needs to happen in order for us to get there. I hear this all the time, like, oh, if I had this, or when I have that, then I can. Like, when I have more money, then I hire somebody to do my advertising, and then I will go to that next level. Or when I have this client, then I can hire a coach to help me to go further. Or when I figure out how to make this course perfectly, then I'm going to launch it and it's going to work. All those things are excuses and ways how we keep ourselves in the box. So our identities determine whatever it is that happens. So that's why it's so important to get that you literally are 100% responsible for what you have. So if right now your business is generating, let's say, under 100,000 per year, that is because your identity sees that as that's who you are. You're not right now the person who, let's say, generates 100,000 in a month, or in a week, or in a day. But all of that is just the difference in identity, belief about reality and yourself. So if you look at who are you being in your business and every single thing you're responsible for, we know that, that's the law of the universe. You can then see, oh, that's how I'm limiting myself. Because if I'm responsible for this, it's a great news because that means you actually can change it, right? It's up to you. You decide who you're going to be. You decide what you're willing to tolerate or not willing to tolerate. That is a very, very important piece of the puzzle to understand what you're tolerating. Where is those limitations that you're just sort of excusing as, well, that's just, you know, what it is. And are they really real? Because remember, whatever is real, it's only real because we decided that it is. It doesn't actually mean it's a fact. There's no such a thing. Pretty much anything that's out there is because we put it out there. So we have to look at where is my component, my participation in creating this particular experience. Like, what happened in my consciousness that created this particular belief that then I made a decision about this being real, and now that's what I have in my external environment. So if you decided that you have to work hard, you will be working hard. If you decided that you are the person who just not the type that makes $1 million, well, then you don't make $1 million in your business. If you decided that you're the person who wants to help everybody because everybody needs help, well, then you cannot niche down, and that means you can't be in your zone of genius. So that becomes then a sabotaging pattern that keeps you actually small, serving everybody, but not really expressing your unique genius. So all those little pieces come together when you start to look at what am I tolerating in my business? What am I deciding is true, and is it really true? And who do I have to be in order for it to be different? And one of the main pieces to this puzzle are the values. We have values that we think we have, conscious ones, but then we also have subconscious values. So what are values? Values are sort of something you stand for, something that you see as this is important, this is how I believe about myself, let's say, or reality. So the values that are important for you, those are the values in your business that you are then running your business through. So if, let's say, you said that your value is this sort of humanitarian thing of everybody should have everything. That's my value. That there's always room at the table for another person. and my house, let's say. Okay, but that also in translation to business would not work very well, as I said, because then you cannot niche down and actually bring your zone of genius, because you would be trying to serve everybody who has a need. And this world is filled with people who have a need. So that's not necessarily going to result in a business that you will love, which means something needs to be changed there. That does not mean you would have to give up, let's say, your humanitarian values, but you would have to become aware that your value is subconsciously sabotaging your business. So how can you either change that value, let it go, maybe it's outdated, or if you believe still that that's the correct for you value, how can you make it be positioned in such a way that it does not sabotage your business? Like, for example, in this situation I was saying with the humanitarian component, the way to deal with this could be, if the person chooses to keep that value, to say, okay, it's important for me, so I choose to donate to a particular charity, or it's important to me to, I don't know, build schools in Africa, or a well for people to have water, let's say, or something like that. Great, let's say, how much money does that require per year for me to feel that I'm fulfilling this value? Let's say 10,000 or 100,000. Okay, then you need to go and have a business that generates enough income that could be a component that then becomes a tax deduction for your business, but still supports your value because you really deeply care about helping the planet in that way. Great. So percentage-wise, if you want to, let's say, donate 10,000, you probably need to make over 100, right? If you want to donate 100,000, you probably need to make, I don't know, maybe 700,000 or more, million or more. So that then shows you, okay, that can even be a drive for your business, because now notice the identity has changed a little bit. You say, okay, this is my value, I'm not willing to give it up, but I'm now using it to propel me forward. Now I'm driven to generate more money in my business because I know that I want to fulfill this obligation that I myself decided on. See? Another subconscious value could be, let's say in a negative sense, could be that nobody will pay for what is it that I truly want to do. So then I have to do the thing I don't necessarily want to do, but I know people will pay for. That's a subconscious value there, right? Of not being worthy. So there's something there that needs to be modified. But most of the time, values are actually positive things that could be negatively affecting the business. Like, let's say, your value is self-sufficient. Well, the problem with that might be that at some point you're going to run into the area in your business that you cannot do yourself, and that stops the expansion of your business, because how can you go any further? You would have to hire someone to help you, hire a team. And if you refusing to do that because you feel then it's going to step on your value, that's a problem. So then that value needs to be modified. So maybe instead of self-sufficient, it could become I am independent decision maker. Now, you get to still be independent decision maker while having a team. If the team is hired by you, you're the boss. So see, it's the same value, but it's positioned differently. So that's why we really want to figure out what is it that we stand for, what are our values, and then figure out what are the subconscious ones that tend to sabotage what we are doing. And to do that, you tend to look at what you actually have in your life, in your business, and what's not working. And then ask yourself, what do I believe? And you notice like, oh, okay, maybe you believe that you have to give this, let's say, at a lower price because they need. Well, okay, that's the humanitarian value again. That needs to be repositioned in order not to affect your business negatively, because business is not a charity. You can't confuse one with another. Business is business. Charity is charity. If you want to donate to charity, great, generate more revenue in your business. And then donate to charity. But you can't run your business as if it's a charity, because then it's not a business. So a lot of those values are means that propel us forward if they positioned correctly. And they create soul freedom business. They create freedom in your business that is aligned with your soul, because you are aware of what you stand for and you feel confident that you're bringing those values through. You're actually supported by your values. Your values become like filters on reality and on your business. Whatever you do, you filter through those values. Like, how do I do this? Like, let's say one of my values is integrity. So because of that, I would not put out something that I don't feel is not an integrity. Either it lacks certain information, or I can't back it up with my own experience, or I just don't know. I'm just like relying on somebody else's information. I would never do that because that is not, that would go against my value. So you have to figure out what it is that you stand for. And whatever that is, if it's in alignment with your soul, then it naturally propels you forward. It naturally then ends up that you would put out the service, the product, the experience for your clients that is in alignment with that higher frequency harmonious resonance we were talking about earlier. That means that the universe can then respond by putting money into your account because you match that frequency by being in service.